Arizona at St. Louis Saturday. Zach Greinke making the start for the D-backs. And in the fourth inning, fellow All-Star Paul Goldschmidt would give Greinke the lead.
The one-strike pitch, and there's a high fly ball hit deep to right field. Grichik at the wall stumbles, and the ball goes off the wall or just or it goes over. Stumbled out there, and the ball disappeared over the wall, and that is a home run for Goldschmidt. Well, here's a long drive left center field, and that's a home run for Martinez going back to back with Goldschmidt. 3-1 Arizona. The pitch by Greinke. Swing and a miss. Bader strikes out for the second time tonight. That's nine strikeouts for Greinke. 1-2-3 go the Cardinals. Six in a row have been set down by the Arizona starter. On to the eighth inning at Busch Stadium. 3-1 Diamondbacks. The 2-0 pitch. A swing and a drive hit deep down the left field line toward the pole, and it's gone for a home run. A line drive home run, Ketel Marte. 5-1 Arizona in the eighth inning. The pitch, chopper toward the shortstop, and a crisscrossing move. The ball gets past DeJong and Jerko into left field. Jeff Mathis scores. On to third, Brandon Drury. As the Cardinals shortstop, DeJong went to make the play. Jerko was closing in, and then both begged off. Into second base, A.J. Pollock.
Zach Greinke wins his 13th, going seven innings, giving up four hits, a run, walking just one, and striking out nine. Paul Goldschmidt, 2-for-3, driving in three. Matt Carpenter, 2-for-4, the lone Cardinal with a multi-hit night. Mike Leake loses. He's now 7-9, lasting five innings. A record 48,000-plus watches the Cardinals drop a decision 7-1 to the Diamondbacks on Saturday. After the game, here's Cardinals manager Mike Matheny.
We had a little more out there in the first, for sure. That's the kind of pitcher, once he finds his groove, he's going to be tough, and that proved, unfortunately, to be true tonight again. I wouldn't take out of perspective some very good pitching, and, last 3 we've seen have all thrown the ball really well against us. This guy tonight, we knew we had to take advantage of any little opportunity we have, and if we didn't, he was probably going to get going. And so he strike out 5-6 in a row at one point because he just found that rhythm, and let him off the hook a little bit. But overall, see some positive signs with certain guys that are getting real close to taking off guys that we need. Guys in the middle of the lineup that are taking some good passes and getting closer to getting locked in. So these are the nights that you just got to grind. You're not going to get a lot. You got to fight your way through. And did a nice job holding on to a 2-run game there, and a couple opportunities that we missed, not just in the first, but also later when you got two guys on. We got to make some sort of mark there. Just the one inning, really. I mean, with the 3 runs, that one is the one that hurt him. I thought. Overall, though, he was pretty good. I mean, he looked like the same guy, just had one inning that kind of got away.
Sunday, it's Lance Lynn on the mound for the Cardinals against Taijuan Walker of Arizona.